See her gently. I did say wee bitty twice, right? It's as though part of me is a long way off, murmured Miss Level. Aye, you're a boot right there, said Rob, champion of the bedside manner. Some memories bobbed the surface of the thick soup in Miss Level's mind. Tiffany killed me, didn't she? She said. I remember seeing that black figure turn around, and her expression was horrible. That was the Hiver, said Robin Ibbity. That wasn't Tiffany. She was fighting it. She still is inside. But it did not remember you had two bodies. We got to help her, mistress. Miss Level pushed herself upright. It wasn't pain she felt, but it was the ghost of pain. How did I die? She said weakly.
There was like an explosion and smoke and that, said Rob. Not messy, really.
Oh, well, that's a small mercy anyway, said Miss Level, sagging back.
Aye, there was just this, like, big purple cloud like dust, said Daft Woolly.
Where's my other body?
Aye, that was what got blown up in that big cloud, right enough, said Rob. Good job you have a spare, eh?
She's all mithered in her heed, whispered Awfully Wee Billy. Take it gently, eh?
How do you manage, seeing only one side of things? Said Miss Level dreamily to the world in general. How will I get everything done with only one pair of hands and feet? Being in just one place all the time, how do people manage? It's impossible. She shut her eyes.
Mistress Level, we need you, shouted Rob Anybody into her ear.
Need, 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 murmured Miss Level. Everyone needs a witch. No one cares if a witch needs. Giving and giving always. A fairy godmother never gets a wish, let me tell you.
Mistress Level, Rob screamed. Ye canna pass oot on us noo.
I'm weary, whispered Miss Level. I'm very, very pished.
Mistress Level, Rob Anybody yelled. The big wee hag is lying on the floor like a dead person, but she's cold as ice and sweating like a horse. She's fighting the beast inside her, mistress, and she's losing.
Rob peered into Miss Level's face and shook his head.
Ach, to hell wi' it. She's swooned. Come on, lads, let's move her.
Like many small creatures, feagles are immensely strong for their size. It still took 10 of them to carry Miss Level up the narrow stairs without banging her head more than necessary, although they did use her feet to push open the door to Tiffany's room. Tiffany lay on the floor. Sometimes a muscle twitched. Miss Level was propped up like a doll.
How are we going to bring the big hag round? Said Big Jan.
I heard where you has to put someone's heed between their legs, said Rob doubtfully.
Daft Woolly sighed and drew his sword.
Sounds a wee bit drastic to me, he said, but if someone will help me hold her steady.
Miss Level opened her eyes, which was just as well. She focused unsteadily on the feagles and smiled a strange, happy little smile.
Ooh, fairies, she mumbled. Ach, noo, she's rambling, said Rob Anybody. She means fairies like big jobs think they are, said Awfully Wee Billy. Tiny wee tinkly creatures that live in flowers and fly around cuddling butterflies and that.
What? Have they no seen real fairies?
They're worse than wasps, said Big Jan. We haven't got time for this, snapped Rob Anybody.
He jumped onto Miss Level's knee.
Aye, ma'am, we's fairies from the land o'...
He stopped and looked imploringly at Billy.
Tinkle, Billy suggested. Aye, the land of Tinkle, ye ken, and we found this poor wee... Princess, said Billy. Aye, princess, who's been attacked by a bunch of scurrers.
Wicked goblins, said Billy.
Yeah, wicked goblins, right, and she's in a bad way, so we was wondering if you could kind of tell us how to look after her. Until the handsome prince turns up on a big white horse with curtains round it and whacks her with a magical kiss, said Billy.
Rob gave him a desperate look and turned back to the bemused Miss Level.
Aye, what my friend Fairy Billy just said, he managed.
Miss Level tried to focus. You're very ugly for fairies, she said.
Aye, well, the ones you generally see are for the pretty flowers you ken, said Rob Anybody, inventing desperately. We're more for the stinging nettles and bindweed and old men's trousers and thistles, okay? It wouldn't be fair for only the bonny flowers to have fairies, no, would it? It'd probably be against the law, eh? No, can you please help us with this princess here before them scunners? Wicked goblins, said Billy. Aye, before they come back, said Rob.
Panting,
He watched Miss Level's face. There seemed to be a certain amount of thinking going on.